They have won here by 12 points to 6 against
Well, I think that does put them through, doesn't it? Because even the head-to-head, they go through. You look at the, you know, the way it is with the, there's only look at with Niamh Connell playing, they've 2 points. They can go to 4. Unions can go to 4 and get, if they get beat by Dunlow. But I think maybe it'll go and score a difference and you have 3 teams in, but you'd feel that, you know, they're good enough now. They're not going to slip up now at this stage, and they've been impressive now. You know, you have to say a lot more impressive today, Oisín, than they were last week. Yeah. You know, didn't play as well, but definitely today they played well, right together. Maybe there would be a lot of pressure on them last week with everything with the match, and you know, last week, and we had a lot of pressure on, but today they really showed it. And that, you know, it was a good performance all round. You know, we look at it, you know, they kicked 4 points the first half and do a very strong breeze, and then the second half out, and they kicked them points from play, which we talked about, important. But there were good, couple of very good long range points from Niall Friel, particularly, and that one from Oran McNeilis. And the free from Oran McNeilis was a big score, because there were 6 points to 4 down, and they needed that kick. You were saying, what about it? Was 56 yards out nearly, that stays at least that far out, so it was a big kick. So that's what you want, leaders. And so yeah, comfortable in the end of Fergido. Big game next week now. It'll be one to really take all next week between Glenties and St. Junius next week. So that's going to be a big match.
Yeah, and you've kind of home advantage in that one. How big a factor is that going to be, Martin?
Yeah, well, you see, you know, suppose we looked at it, suppose Fergido went last week and won in St. Junius, but you know, it's a big game. And I mean, it's one or take all. It's what Championship football is about. People say it's the best part of Championship football is one or take all, and it's one or take all next week now. Yeah, and it'll be a big game.
And both of them sides will want to improve. They'll need to improve on the recent performances.
Both of them will have to improve, because each of them only got a point the second half against Gidor from a free. Kieran Thompson got one right in the third minute in the second half, so Niamh Connell went to hold from there to end the game without scoring at all. I know they're playing against the breeze, and last week Niall O'Donnell got that point from a free last week. Look, they're going to have to improve, both teams. But look, they look at it, there's still a chance. There's that one game, you perform in that one game, it's your chance to get through. You'd have to say advantage, you need Connell, the fact that they have home advantage, because we saw it here today, the difference it makes and everything else, you know. But look at Gidor, we talked about them, they've won the league, and they've, you know, laid down a marker, and they seem to be really together, working really hard for each other and everything else. They've a lot of four statsmen here in front of us doing the stats as well, and they've got that, you know, Michael Boyle's in working with them doing the training and everything else, so they seem to, you know, really good and everything else. And it's going to, you know, take a good team. You know, we look at it now at this stage, it's going to take a good team to beat the Oisín. But saying that, it's all, you know, semi-finals, quarter-finals, and that is all about on the day, and that's what football's about, you know. But they're definitely impressive, and what they've got is their power. They've got a lot of power, and certainly in that areas they have quality footballers, but then as well as that, they have the small men that work together, and the small men have got a lot of pace about themselves.
Okay, Mark McHugh, many thanks for your contribution today on co-commentary. So Gidor have booked their place in the quarterfinals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship with a 12-6 victory against Niamh Connell here in Mafragallan. The story of the game in the first half seen the visitors lead by 5-4. Leo McClune, Kieran Thompson, Anthony Thompson, Aaron Thompson and Owen Wade all getting on the score sheet for Niamh Connell. They could have had an advantage by 2 or 3 more points, but that didn't materialise as they kicked 7 wides in that first half. The scores for Gidor in the opening half were Gavin McBride, Kieran Gillespie, Oran McNeilis and Kevin Cassidy. But in the second half of this game, it was the home side that used the wind to their advantage as they knocked on basically from the 8th minute of the half and had 7 unanswered scores to seal the deal here in Mafragallan. The opening point of that latter half came from Kieran Thompson from a free on 3 minutes, and that put them 2 points up 6-4. But after that, it was all about Gidor. The likes of Cian Mulligan scored 2. Oran McNeilis scored 3 in the half. Niall Friel stepped up with 2 points. And second half substitute Eamon Collum also got in the scoring act as well. Gidor are seen as favourites for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship title this year. And over the last 2 weekends, they have made a big statement in their journey and in their hopes of lifting the Dr. Maguire Cup. They have defeated 2 of the sides that also had the favourites tag, St. Unions and Niamh Connell. As for those teams, they will meet next Sunday to see who will progress through as the other team from the group. But what we do know as of the end of round 2, Gidor are safely into the last 8 as they took victory here this afternoon in a one day and breezy Mafragallan. It finished up Gidor 12 points, Niamh Connell 6 points.